This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
A gentleman who is all over all the guys who might be coming here and might be going down joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the play-by-play man of the Columbus Clippers, the top farm club for the Cleveland Guardians. He's Mr. Ryan Mitchell. Ryan, great to have you back.
Hey, Rhino, thanks.
Hey, great to be back, guys. How's everything going?
Okay, other than the weather, it's nice to have March weather in late May when we're supposed to be playing good baseball.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be playing baseball here in Columbus in about an hour, and we've got gray skies overhead down here as well, so hopefully the wet stuff stays away and we can get this one in.
Boy, what's it like to watch a team score 14 runs like you did yesterday?
Well, it's the second time this year they've scored 14 runs, and they happened in very different fashions. In Omaha last week, the teams combined to walk 23 batters, the most in a Triple-A game this year.
Nice.
We won 14-10 in a game that took 3 hours and 42 minutes. Old school, right? We're going back to 2018. But yesterday was a 2 hour and 40-minute game because the Clippers blistered 6-2 run homers. They had 5 in an inning, which tied a franchise record, and that was a lot of fun. Certainly, when you score that many runs and you do it in quick, exciting home run fashion, that's a lot of fun to watch, and you hope the team can keep it up. It's been a really good stretch of offense for the Clippers over the past week.
I'm just going right to the heart of it because I want to see C.J. Cephas up here like quickly, but I don't know if there's space for him to go.
You wanted him here last month, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting third already.
It's been a love affair.
Seems like it's been a very comfortable transition between Akron and Columbus.
Well, he has got the exact same batting average here that he did in Double-A, hitting .364 over 17 games in Triple-A, hit .364 in 18 games at Double-A. He's slugging a little bit higher here. His on-base was a little higher in Double-A, which is to be expected. Pitchers at the Double-A level don't have quite the same command and controls they do here, so he's going to see more pitches in and on the periphery of the strike zone. So the strikeouts are a little bit higher here. The one thing that he has not really checked off in terms of the checklist is facing left-handed pitching. Just by happenstance, the Clippers have faced very little left-handed pitching all season long, really, but particularly since CJ's been with us. So that's maybe something that Cleveland wants to see a little bit more of out of Cephas before they would think about a promotion. Obviously, they are not averse to having a platoon, right? But I don't know with a young player if you want to do that. We saw that a little bit with Kyle Manzardo, and now he has grown into a guy that can face hitters or pitchers from both sides of the mound. And certainly you want a valuable prospect, a hitterish guy, to be able to face righties and lefties. So if you bring a guy to the major leagues and he hasn't been tested, that might not necessarily be the best thing, but there's nothing you can do about that, right? You can only play the teams in front of you, and if there aren't a lot of left-handers on a pitching staff, the opportunities will be fewer. The Iowa Cubs, who are playing this week, have 4 lefties on the pitching staff, so hopefully he'll get some opportunities there.
Ryan Mitchell joining us, play-by-play man for the Columbus Clippers. I want to ask you about a couple of other position players that you're looking at regularly, but there's obviously a situation here in the outfield. Let's get an update on Lane Thomas from you. He's out on a rehab assignment. He hit the ball well yesterday. How close does he look to being ready?
He started slowly, which is to be expected after an extended absence. And you're talking about an injury to the wrist area, which affects pretty much everything about your swing. And he was still trying to find things a little bit at the major league level before he got hurt. His last few games, he's looked better and better as the rehab assignment has gone along. So hopefully he is just about where he needs to be. He had one of the five home runs in the third inning yesterday, so that was certainly a good sign. And that was one of three hits. And he's done that a few times recently as well. So hopefully Lane is getting back to where he needs to be. He DH'd a few times. I played the whole game yesterday, so that's one of the things in the progression that you have to do. But he's played center field, he's played right field, he's DH'd. So hopefully he is fully mended and ready to help Cleveland.
Ryan, back is Will Brennan with Cleveland right now. Also in right field, and what was a platoon got even more platoony and a little messier. So you have Brennan, you have Nolan Jones, you have Johnkenzie Noel. And I'm wondering, okay, when Lane comes up, what move gets made? Does Jonathan Rodriguez factor into any of this? Because he has been terrific in AAA.
Well, Johnny's an interesting case because the batting average numbers are outstanding. He's hitting .333, but the power really hasn't been there this year the way it was last year. He's the reigning International League's most valuable player. He hit 29 home runs last year, drove in nearly 100 at the AAA level, and had a couple of stints with Cleveland. The hits are still coming, but he has a launch angle of one, a degree. So he is not hitting the ball in the air, which is sort of similar to what Nolan Jones is dealing with. He's hitting the ball hard most of the time, but there's just not a lot of elevation to it, and so it's not translating into a lot of extra base hits. There have been a ton of hits for Johnny so far this year. Yesterday he had his sixth double. He has three home runs. So the home runs really are not flowing for him, but it's there, right? We know it's there. He hit, almost 30 home runs last year, and he can play the corners, and he's got a big arm. But as you said, there's got to be a place for him, right? You've got to be better than what they're dealing with right now.
Right.
And that's a tough question. Being a right-handed hitter, maybe that helps him. Johnkenzie Noel is still trying to find it there at the major league level, but those are all the things that go into decisions for people who make way more money than I do.
Brian Rocchio, how's the, I'm sure it's not fun when he gets sent back, but how's his attitude? How's he doing? And had a pretty decent game yesterday.
Whenever a guy comes back, I always say to him, glad to see you, sorry you're here, because nobody wants to be at the AAA level, right?
Right.
But the first day he was down, I happened to be down in the dugout, he was walking by, he came up with a big smile, shook my hand, great to see you. So his attitude has been good. And Brian has always been an exceptional professional. Mm-hmm. From the first time he came here to the AAA level as a very, very young player, very, very professional, goes about his business the right way. Listen, there were struggles this year offensively. There's no doubt about that. He's here for a purpose, and that's to refine the swing, change what needs to be changed, and get back to the major leagues. Even though he has had some issues defensively this year, you wonder if that's a matter of him pressing a little bit, because he's a Gold Glove finalist from a year ago. So we know he can play defense, and he's been up and down here. He had a two-run homer yesterday. He's got three doubles. So he's hitting well here. His OPS is right at 800. So the hitting has been okay, but this is not major league pitching, and this is AAA pitching. You're going to face guys who have pitched in the major leagues, who can pitch in the major leagues, but not everybody is going to be in that category. So you've got to do it consistently, and when he does, I think Cleveland thinks enough of him, and rightly so, that he'll get another opportunity.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ryan Mitchell joining us. He's the play-by-play man for the Columbus Clippers on the AAA team for our Cleveland Guardians. Let's go pitching. You're getting a look at a lot of lefties who are high draft choices, who are starters, who I wonder if we might see this year. Parker Messick, Ryan Webb, Doug Nickhazy, who we've seen a little bit, Will Dion. You're talking a couple of second-round picks and a fourth, and Dion a ninth-round pick. Who has, well, has anybody separated themselves in your estimation, Ryan?
Well, one of the things that we have seen from Parker Messick is the ability to strike out batters in large numbers. He's mowed down 56 in under 43 innings. So his strikeout numbers are very good. He is among the league leaders in batting average against. The league is hitting under 200 against him. And he has a real plus changeup. It's a fun pitch to watch. The sequencing is good. He's throwing it at the right times. And that's also a credit to the coaching staff and the catching staff here for going through the sequencing. But for Doug Nickhazy, this is a guy that clearly has tools, but his season has been a little bit fractured with the call-ups and with the doubleheader yesterday. And so it just kind of it unhinges the routine a little bit. And so we've not been able to see Doug as much this year. I think Parker Messick is probably a guy that for a first go round in AAA, 3-1 with a 2.95 earned run average and good strikeout numbers, he's definitely somebody to keep an eye on. Mm.
Right. Is there a guy we haven't talked about yet that we should be keeping our eye out on, somebody that you see on a daily basis and think, man, this guy's ready for the bigs. It's just a matter of time. Somebody that we haven't talked about.
Well, I mean, you saw Andrew Walters last year. Mm-hmm. He had a sore elbow earlier this season, was shut down for a couple of weeks. He's back to action, looks very good. Franco Alamán missed the beginning of the season with a core muscle injury. Talking to him the other day, he says he feels physically as good as he has in years. And when he's right and all of his mechanics are good, you're looking at an upper 90s fastball, some good off-speed stuff. He's a giant on the mound. He's 6'6". He looks taller than that. He's one of those guys who has really long legs visually. So the stride takes him closer to home plate. He's had some really good outings for us out of the bullpen. So those are a couple of guys that might impact in the future. And Vince Velasquez, his last start for us, he's had walk troubles all year long. But his last start was really, really good. He went 6 innings. Got the win, only walked one batter, and looked as good as he has all year long. And this is a guy that missed about a year and a half with Tommy John. He is a major league veteran, somebody that may be able to help Cleveland if a need arises down the road.
32 years old. I would assume if they need a guy to come up and just start a game, that he would be the guy because of that experience. And obviously a big-time veteran, Ryan.
Absolutely. And he's been that here. He's been kind of a steadying force. And, you know, it's a tough thing for a guy in that situation because he's an established major leaguer who is trying to get back to the major leagues after injury on a minor league deal. So he's working with the coaching staff here. He's also, you know, a guy, like you said, 32 years of age for the young pitchers you were talking about to be a sounding board as well. I think he's really been a good presence here for Columbus. And, you know, already once this year, they purchased his contract. He did not wind up pitching in a game and then came back to Columbus again on a minor league deal. So we'll see what the future holds for Velasquez, but he may be somebody to keep your eyes on.
Ryan, last thought. I want to go back to Kafis for a second. Obviously, he's hitting like crazy. They brought him in as a first baseman. He's playing some outfield. He apparently likes playing the outfield, apparently pretty athletic. Where do you like him? Does he look like an outfielder, or does he look like a first baseman trying to figure out the outfield?
He's got a passing grade everywhere he's been defensively. I've liked him at first base. He seems very comfortable there, knows his way around the bag. And in the outfield, he's looked pretty natural. He's making all the plays. He does seem to have a pep in his step out there. Like he's having fun playing the outfield. So that's certainly something that he would be able to do. Some guys, like you say, you put him out there and you can see he's kind of masking a rating as an outfielder here, just trying to find a place for him in the lineup. That's not the case with Kafis, at least to this point. He has looked he's looked very, very good in the outfield and, of course, in the left-handed batter's box. And today we have activated Chase DeLauder as well. So he is back from his rehab assignment out in Arizona. He will not play today, but will play in the coming days. But he is on the Clippers roster, so hopefully we'll see Chase get back to action soon and be healthy.
Ryan, always so informative. Love to have you with us. Thank you very much for your time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
And enjoy your game. We hope the weather clears.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so. Play ball.
Ryan Mitchell, play-by-play man for the Columbus Clippers, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.